On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, from Southern California, they blasted onto the national bluegrass scene as kids, garnering multiple IBMA and Grammy Awards and selling millions of albums in their meteoric rise to stardom. They forged elements of indie rock and folk rock into bluegrass, creating a fresh, exciting, and youthful sound all their own. Nickel Creek, Chris Steele, Sean Watkins, and Sarah Watkins will be picking live in a special segment recorded for the Breakdown in 2000, 21 minutes past the hour. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll also be unleashing the latest from John Reichman and the Jaybirds, Craig Market and Tom Jutz, the Willis Clan and Daniel Greason. Coming up is Katie Bar the Door, Buy the Ticket, Take the Ride edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. Michael Cleveland, 9-time IBMA Fiddle Player of the Year, and Flamekeeper, 4-time IBMA Instrumental Group of the Year, will get things off to a rousing start with Over on the Other Side from their latest Compass venture, On Down the Line.
Jesus was sent from up above by the Lord God on high. If you trust and believe in Him, you'll see Him on the other side. You'll see Him on the other side. You'll see Him on the other side. When heaven's gates are open wide over on the other side. He bled on the cross to save us sins. They left Him there to die. In 3 days He arose to say, I'll see you on the other side. I'll see you on the other side. I'll see you on the other side. When heaven's gates are open wide over on the other side.
Sweet Magnolia, mighty proud I've learned to know. shines above. The way you roll your eyes and how you love. Each little honeybee says there's gonna be honeymooning for two. Yes, I told
oh, baby, I told them
all about you. Yes, I told them all about you.
I told the birds
you.
And the bees and the hills and the trees. I'm gonna tell the world about you.
Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver singing an old Goo Goo Bell and Scotty song written by Cliff Friend, the same fellow that wrote Lovesick Blues for Hank Williams. That was I Told Them All About You from the band's In Session CD. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown and fixing to thunder forth with some live shenanigans from Nickel Creek, as well as some tolerably fine new bluegrass songs like this one from Johnny Williams. This is one of his own, a story about a country boy who longs for his cabin home and is afraid of dying at sea. Sailor's Regret.
Backwoods of Davidson County, up around the bend, nestled under a tree. It's been many years since I've seen that old cabin, when I chose to wander and sail over the sea. Now I wonder if I'll ever get back home. This weary heart of mine is not so very strong. Cabin home once more. Now I wonder if I'll ever get back home. This old weary heart of mine is not so very strong. I'm not quite the man that I used to be. This old country boy's afraid of dying at sea.
They crossed that river late at night, no way to see the danger down below. Somehow in the darkness he just faded out of sight, taken by the angry undertow. Or washed ashore, nobody really knows. Just another story from a long and brutal war. I took his dear twin brother, but he'll never see no more. Someplace in France in 1944. Said when they were young, you couldn't tell the two apart, which one would end and which one would begin. All those years ago, and still it's pulling on his heart. More than just a brother and a friend, he could never love someone that way again. It's just another story from a long and brutal war. Took his dear twin brother, he'll never see no more. Someplace in France in 1944. I see him walking by the river late at night. He don't seem to fear the danger down below. It won't be long and he'll be crossing over to the other side. Overcome the angry undertow that broke his heart so many years ago. It's just another story from a long and brutal war. Took his dear twin brother that he'll never see no more. Someplace in France in 1944. Somewhere in France in
1944. Craig Market and Tom Jutts providing that if you have a really great song, all you really need is a couple of guitars. That was Someplace in France, written by the dynamic duo and appearing on their new one, Nowhere to Hide. And Johnny Williams led things off with one of his own as well. Sailor's Regret is rendered on his Mountain Roads project, Going My Way. Well, here's a song that's made up of a bunch of floating verses from several songs, such as My Dearest Dear, The False True Lover, My Love Is Like a Red, Red Rose, and Who Will Shoe Your Pretty Little Foot? It comes from the Appalachians and dates back to the early 20th century. Doc Watson probably did the most to popularize the song when he released it on his 1966 Vanguard album, Home Again. Here's an early 21st century version of A Rovin' on a Winter's Night from John Reichman and the Jaybirds.
To drinking good old wine, thinking about that pretty little girl that's broke this heart of mine. Sweetly played.
perhaps it's a trip to a foreign land, a trip to France or Spain. But if I should go 10,000 miles, I'm a coming home.
Doc Watson called it, quote, just about one of the prettiest old-time love songs that you could hope to find anywhere. You can picture an old boy who had an indescribable love for a girl. He knows that he has to go on a long journey, but doesn't give his reasons. He knows, just as well as he knows that his heart's thumping in his chest from excitement at looking at the girl, that she's not going to be his when he returns, end of quote. John Reichman and the Jaybirds with A Rovin' on a Winter's Night from the recent Christmastime album of sorts, On a Winter's Night. We'll let John, Tricia Gagnon, and the boys take us on through break time and onto our live time with Nickel Creek on the back of another wintry sounding piece and a great old timer to boot, Breaking Up Christmas, which refers to the Southern Appalachian tradition of Old Christmas, a celebration which continued until January 6th. Dave Higgs, and the singing, dancing, and foot stomping will continue unabated. Nickel Creek joins us live right after our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Thank you. We're back with Nickel Creek playing live on the program back in 2000. That's so pretty.
Thanks.
Nickel Creek, or at least three-fourths of Nickel Creek.
That's right.
Picking live on Bluegrass Breakdown. Well, you all have grown considerably since the last album, and actually just through the years, there seems to be a natural progression. Do you see an end in sight? Do you see any boundaries, or do the boundaries just change when you need them to change?
Yeah, I think the boundaries kind of change.
Yeah.
We've kind of, that's the attitude we've kind of wanted to always keep in this band, is to not set a destination, really. We try to set a high standard for always. We've always tried to keep something to keep working towards and try to keep changing and not, you know, grow stagnant.
We don't really set a limit to this is the ultimate.
Yeah, that's what really makes it fun, is that there's always, you know, there's not really.
It's always something more.
Yeah, there's always something more, and it's not really any saying, well, you know, we can't do that because it doesn't really sound. I mean, you know, obviously there's some things you can't do because it's, you know, we're in this setting, but there's always been the open possibility to do things that
you don't necessarily hear right now.
Yeah, right. It's so that's made it real fun for us.
Yeah.
One big change I've noticed is Chris Thiele provides sound effects by dropping his pick on the floor.
That's a big change. Oh, yeah. That's been around a little while. Not so much of a change there.
I hear a Celtic influence on a bunch of tunes, and yeah. I know you realize that, and that was probably something that was deliberate, but I think something kind of new for Nickel Creek as a band. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can talk about that a little bit, maybe play one of the more Celtic influenced tunes.
We absolutely can.
We totally can.
We last couple years, we've all been really listening to a lot of Celtic music, and we've gotten to play with some great Celtic jams, and learn new tunes and reels, and the guys have been writing some stuff.
You want to do Sweet Afton? We could do either.
Let's do both.
You could do both.
Let's do both.
Oh, wow.
Possibilities are endless.
Cool.
We have no boundaries. And when we reach a boundary, we just spit in its face and keep moving.
We totally do.
Exactly.
Let me grab the bouzouki, though.
Great.
Robin and Marion first?
Yeah.
No.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
All right. This is Robin and Marion.
Two, three. Thank you.
I should have issued a chill bump alert before we played that song. That was sweet.
Thank you.
And stately and old sounding. And a perfect tune to be named Robin and Marion.
Hey, that's our man Sean over there.
That boy can write.
He sure can.
We'll talk a little bit about Sweet Afton. I think that's the next tune on the plate here. And,
yeah.
And it's as far as I'm concerned, maybe the masterpiece from the album.
Oh, thanks. Well, it's my very favorite thing about Celtic music, and I think songwriting in general, is trying to find a melody that matches the lyric. And I think Celtic tunes do that beautifully. A lot of bluegrass tunes do it beautifully. And so when I found the poem, Sweet Afton, I wanted to challenge myself to see if I could write a melody that would be as pretty and just sort of heartwarming as that poem is. And now I know later after I wrote it that a couple other people have written songs to that, to the poem. But
bit of shoddy job, I might add, compared to yours.
Well, thank you. All right, so here's Sweet Afton. Thank you.
by crystal stream Efton, how lovely it glides, and winds by the cot where my Mary resides. How wanton thy waters, snowy Velen, as gathering sweet flowers, she stems thy clear way.
Sarah Watkins on the fiddle, Sean Watkins on guitar, and Chris Thiele on the mandolin. Nickel Creek doing the live thing on the Breakdown in 2000. The group sadly went into hiatus in 2007, but reemerged in 2014 with an album entitled A Dotted Line. You can find out more about their many albums and current doings by heading on over to nickelcreek.com. We'll let the band take us on up to and through break time with a tune from that new album. This is Elsie. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll have more from Nickel Creek, as well as new ones from Mark Bumgarner, Mark Hauser, and the Willis Clan, upon our emergence from break time, about a minute ahead, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Still focused on Nickel Creek, in 2014, in honor of their 25th anniversary, the band briefly reunited to record a new project and embark on a short tour. As Sarah put it, quote, "Having grown up singing together, there is something natural about our voices, and it's really fun to harmonize. Our voices have come to match each other's really well. Sean and I are siblings, and Chris is about as close to a sibling as you can get," end of quote. This is the 21st of May, featuring Sean Watkins on lead vocals from the group's latest effort, A Dotted Line.
It's time to bid this old world goodbye. Oh, glory, time to fly away. Sinner, heed these words of mine about the coming judgment day. Yes, the end is drawing nigh. Hallelujah, 21st of May. They laugh on Noah, built his boat, and then cried when came the rain. They mocked me now, but I will float on the 21st of May.
Johnson made his way into the mountains, betting on, forgetting all the trouble that he knew. The trail was wide and narrow, the eagle and the sparrow showed the path he was to follow as they flew. Oftentimes you'll find that the story doesn't always go the way you had in mind. Jeremiah's story was that kind. Jeremiah's story was that kind. Trouble that he knew.
Mark Bumgarner singing about Jeremiah Johnson on his On My Way Back Home CD. Jeremiah Johnson, of course, refers to the fictional character portrayed by Robert Redford in the 1972 movie by the same name. Redford's character was actually based on a real-life mountain man, Liver-Eating Johnson. When some Crow Indians killed his pregnant wife, Johnson went berserk, as the legend goes, and killed over 300 Crow braves over the next 25 years, eating their livers as he went. Whether that's true or not, one thing is certain. Liver-Eating Johnson was one of the most hardcore, violent, and not to be trifled with persons to ever strap on a bowie knife and skin a wolf with his bare fingernails. You're hearing colorful stories of the Old West, references to great westerns. Just where is it I could find bear, beaver, and other critters worth cash money when skint? Ride due west as the sun sets. Turn left at the Rocky Mountains. Thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee. Scott Smith is our producer and Ed Lambert our engineer. You'll find playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and us at bluegrass@wpln.org. The Willis Clan, 12 siblings from Nashville, will continue our newfangled journey with Fairweather Love from their new album, Chapter 2, Boots.
wish I'd owned that land before they built that high rise, covering up my blue sky, lights a country mile wide. Wish I'd owned that land, wish I'd made a stand back before the progress showed up at this address, left us in a big mess. Wish I'd owned that land. Government man in a suit and tie, must have been a lawyer, said three words, told two lies to both sides of his mouth. Wish I'd owned that land. Wish I'd owned that land. Sits across the river where money people gather, cigars, hats, and sweaters. Wish I'd owned that land. If I'd owned that land, I'd have blocked those dozers, tractor parked in clover, shotgun on my shoulder. If I'd owned that land. Government man in a suit and tie, must have been a lawyer, said three words, told two lies, both sides of his mouth hurt. Judge the greedy souls in the great hereafter. Some progress is disaster, brings more tears than laughter, pain instead of pleasure.
From Livingston, Tennessee, that's Mark Hauser and Bluegrass Drive in Wish I'd Owned That Land from their Rural Rhythm CD, Uneven Road. And the Willis Clan was in front of it all with Fairweather Love, as rendered on their Chapter 2 Boots recording. Well, that's just about going to wrap up our tour of the new Bluegrass CD bins. Our thanks to Nickel Creek for giving us a spirited live set. Their website, once again, is nickelcreek.com. We'll give young fiddling phenom Daniel Greason the last say with his version of an old Benny Martin fiddle tune. This is 2 O'Clock from Daniel's self-titled debut. On that high, happy, it's 2 a darn clock in the morning. Where you been? Kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, it's a flexible strand of metal used to bear loads, convey electricity, create sounds, catch fish, keep things together, and so much more. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be looking at barbed wire, chicken wire, hog wire, hot wire, live wire, and hay wire on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.